Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Welcome back to Mind Training, daily Stoic wisdom for resilience. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating healthy boundaries with others. Ever feel like a human sieve, letting everyone and everything just pour into your life? You know that feeling when you say yes to things even though you really want to scream no? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're going to arm ourselves with some Stoic wisdom and learn how to build those strong, healthy boundaries that protect our energy, our time, and ultimately, our sanity. Think of boundaries like the fences around your beautiful garden. They define where your space begins and ends, keeping out the weeds and pests while letting the good stuff flourish. Without them, things can get messy, overgrown, and frankly, a little overwhelming. But setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self for everyone else. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate those healthy boundaries. First, know thyself. Seriously, spend some time getting to know your needs, values, and limits. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or resentful? What are your non-negotiables? Once you have a clear picture of what matters most to you, it's easier to draw those lines in the sand. It's like figuring out which veggies you hate eating. No need to pretend you love broccoli if your soul cries at the sight of it. Second, communicate clearly and confidently. This is huge. Don't leave people guessing about your boundaries. Be direct, respectful, but firm. I appreciate you asking, but I am not available for that right now, or it's important to me to have some quiet time in the evenings, are good examples. You don't need to over-explain, just state your boundary clearly and confidently. Remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you a self-respecting one. Third, practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can feel uncomfortable at first, like you're rocking the boat. Remember, you're not perfect and it's okay to make mistakes. Be kind to yourself, learn from those missteps, and keep practicing. Think of it as learning a new language. It takes time and effort, but eventually, it becomes second nature. Fourth, be consistent. This is key. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. Don't let people guilt trip you into bending the rules. Consistency shows others that you're serious about your needs and helps create a clear expectation for how you interact with them. And finally, fifth, remember your worth. You deserve to have your needs met and to be treated with respect. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love and empowerment. By protecting your time, energy, and emotional well-being, you're creating space for the things that truly matter in life: your happiness, your growth, and your fulfillment. Think about the time you were asked to do something that really wasn't your cup of tea, maybe a favor for someone who always seemed to offload their work onto you, or agreeing to take on another project when you were already stretched thin. You probably felt some pushback, right? Maybe even a little resentment bubbling up inside. But what if you had the courage to say no right then and there? Imagine how much lighter you would have felt. By setting that boundary, you wouldn't only be protecting your own time and energy, but also sending a powerful message. You respect yourself, your commitments, and your limitations. That's not selfish, it's self-respect in action. So, remember these key takeaways. Know yourself, communicate clearly, practice self-compassion, be consistent, and always remember your worth. Now go out there and start building those healthy boundaries like a Stoic boss. What's one boundary you can set today? Who are you going to tell no to with kindness, of course? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to Mind Training so you never miss an episode of Daily Stoic Wisdom. Until next time, keep training that mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.